Dear friends, we are happy to be together with you today and with Brother Joseph. How are you, brother?
Praise the Lord.
I have some questions to you about some major events that are happening in the world, like the situation in Ukraine concerning the Russian invasion of Crimea. Can you help us understand what's the significance of these events from the point of view of the Bible prophecies of the end time? And also, there are many people on internet who are saying that this is the beginning of World War III. Is that right?
No, it's wrong. This is nothing big. Call it the prophecies.
It's nothing big.
Nothing big.
Well,
I mean, it is big, of
serious
course.
Serious things happening.
Okay, but it's not going to be like a major war. No, of course not. Absolutely.
You mean it's not going to expand more and more?
No, I don't think so at all.
How do you know?
Well, the prophecies don't talk about big wars right now. There will be little wars here and there. Syria is considered like a medium war. It's not big, it's not small. So I don't even think it's going to be like that, because not NATO, not Russia, is like, they're not going to get involved in that. Plus, you know, if they wanted to make a war, they would have already started.
Why do you say they won't get involved?
Well, it doesn't go with the prophecies. The big wars are going to happen after the Antichrist stands up. What this actually is Magog is beginning to take over.
What is Magog?
You know, Magog, Ezekiel 38. He talks about Gog of Magog invading Israel. Okay, so Magog is the old name for Russia. You can see in the old maps and dictionary, Bible, encyclopedias.
Russia will invade Israel.
You can read that in Ezekiel 38. You want to?
And when will this happen?
This is Armageddon. This is the last step in the Bible prophetic end time. So Magog will invade Israel, led by Gog, the Antichrist. So Magog is Russia. So this is Magog beginning to take over Europe. It's beginning little steps. And at the end, Europe will have to surrender politically and join the Antichrist militarily. And they will take over the world momentarily.
So you're saying that the Antichrist is Russian?
Well, we don't know the Antichrist is going to be Russian, but it does say in Ezekiel 38, why don't you read it?
Yes.
That is going to be from Magog, leader of Magog, Russia, but is the prince chief of Meshech and Tubal, which is Georgia, a little country situated north of Turkey, south of Russia, which Russia already invaded. It's called the South Ossetia. Recently was invaded, and Russia basically took over. So, in other words, Magog is exploding to take over. And China is doing the same in the East, and Russia is doing this in Europe. Everything is working toward the Antichrist taking over. And so you have to go to Ezekiel 38.
All right.
Maybe the first six scriptures.
Yes.
It gives you a pretty clear vision of what's going to happen.
All right. Ezekiel 38:1. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rush, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rush, Meshech, and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out, with all your army, horses, and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them, all of them with shields and helmet. Gomer and all its troops, the house of Togarma, from the far north, and all its troops. Many people are with you.
Okay, so this is the coalition. We support the Antichrist in the invasion of Israel, but it's the last step of the end time prophecies. And this is when, this is basically talking about Armageddon, okay? So if you analyze a little bit, Magog is Russia. You can check that in the best Bible dictionary.
Okay.
And the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, we are in verse 2 here, that's Georgia. That's a country between Turkey and Russia, very instrumental. Mm-hmm. Could be that the Antichrist comes from Georgia, which is the old part of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be from Meshech and Tubal and from Magog, both. This could be this. I would say it's a pretty good interpretation.
Okay.
But we'll have to double check, of course.
All right.
And then he keeps reading, verse 5. He will be followed by Persia, Ethiopia, Libya.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is basically, today these countries are Muslim. So it's what he's saying here, okay, also to Garma, verse 6, which is Turkey. He's saying here that the Muslim bloc will follow the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then in verse 6, interesting, Gomer. Gomer was the son of Japheth.
And okay, who was Japheth?
Who was the son of Noah. Noah had three sons, and they colonized the east, colonized the north, and the south. Ham went to the south, colonized Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was the one that got a curse. And then Shem colonized the east, which is the father of Abraham, the father of the Israelis, and of the Asia. And then Japheth, must have been blonde, they colonized Europe. Mm-hmm. Everything started from, if you ask the historians, Europe got colonized from Germany.
Oh.
That's just history. So basically, when you say Gomer, the son of Japheth, the son of Noah, okay, they colonized Europe.
That means Europeans.
Yeah, but Japheth never went to Europe. His son Gomer went. He went in Germany because Germany, it was where Europe really started. So when you say Gomer, you're saying Germany.
All right.
Okay, so Germany is Gomer, Gomer is German. And then he says, if you read it carefully, verse 6, Gomer and all his bands. So
okay.
Does Germany have a lot of bands following? Definitely. Germany is the main country leading Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically saying Germany and all his bands, like the nations around Germany, which Daniel 7 and Daniel 8 and Revelation 17, it talks about 10 horns, the beast is Rome, etc. Like this will give power to the Antichrist, Revelation 17, they will give power to the beast. So Gomer is followed by another 9, the 10 horns of the beast, Daniel 7, and they will follow the Antichrist. Gomer and all his bands, that's Europe, together with the Muslim country, together with Magog, Russia, will invade Israel. I believe also China.
So basically then Ezekiel 38 talks about Magog, which is Russia from the old maps,
exactly,
invading Israel,
yes,
followed by Muslim countries and Gomer, which represents the Europeans.
Yes.
And then how does this apply to the events of Crimea and Ukraine?
So it goes perfectly with this because it shows that Magog, Russia, is expanding. First, it started to take over Georgia, very instrumental place.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with South Ossetia, okay? Just a part of Georgia. And
yeah,
now he's taking over Crimea, which is a very, very, very instrumental place.
Yeah.
That's why the whole world is exploding, especially America, NATO, and Europe, because that's where there is the fleet. The Americans are offended because there is Sevastopol. It's a port in Crimea where the big fleet is. You know, when in 1989 the Soviet Empire collapsed, the Soviets had the whole fleet of the Black Sea, Caspian Sea, all right, which was controlling also the Mediterranean, in Sevastopol, that's in Crimea. Ukraine didn't want to give it back. So Yeltsin, in those days, he made a deal and they split the Soviet fleet, a huge fleet, in two, half to Ukraine, which is not an important country militarily, and the other half to Russia. Now Russia is taking over the other half of the fleet, the rest of the fleet. And plus, it is very strategic port, Sevastopol, in Ukraine, which is a part of Ukraine called the Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Russia sent all these troops to take over Crimea. And now, not only, but they have just, yesterday, they sank a second ship, I have a newspaper here, it says Euronews newspaper, it says Russian forces sank a second boat at the Donuslav Lake where a first vessel, the Ochakov, it's a Russian name, Ochakov, okay?
That's okay.
Photo and video, as you can see the video, was sunk some days ago. Mm-hmm. So what they did, the Russians, these guys are really trying, they're really on the attack, these guys. Okay, they sank a couple of boats so nobody can go in and nobody can leave. So basically they seized the fleet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why America, NATO, they are all really like losing control almost.
But couldn't they stop them? Europe and America
couldn't stop
Russia?
Yeah, they can start a big war, but they didn't and they won't.
Because why they won't?
Because Russia is too powerful.
But still,
this is not Syria.
Europe?
This is not Syria. It's not Iraq. Eh? This is Russia with the biggest atomic arsenal in the world, the biggest army in the world. Okay, it's probably China is the biggest, but the Russians are better equipped.
But okay. Europe together with America could stop Russia from invading.
No, really, no. You see, Russia could gobble up Europe anytime they want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole Europe put together is not much for Russia.
Okay.
Just because of the atomic power. And plus, the army of Russia is bigger than all the European army put together.
Well, it's a huge place.
Yeah, it's a gigantic. Plus, they're very, very militaristic. Stalin and the other, they were really militaristic and war-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So, you understand? So they're really... Plus, the Russian people has just a characteristic, a very, very tough warriors. I mean, Hitler thought it was a little walk to Russia, take over.
Mm-hmm.
But he learned that at his expense that it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about there are people, like I said, on internet who prophesy that this is the beginning of World War III? How can you know for sure that it won't lead into it?
No, absolutely not. This will not be World War III for many reasons. First of all, prophetic. The Bible shows that the big wars, they're going to start after the Antichrist rises. And that is Daniel 11:21. Antichrist will rise to power when he makes a covenant with Israel, Daniel 9:27.
The 7 years covenant?
7 years, what?
The 7 years covenant.
The 7 year covenant.
All right.
So since the Antichrist hasn't shown up yet, I'm sure he's around, maybe we saw him on TV, but we don't know who he is yet. So he hasn't shown up. He will show up when he will make a 7 year covenant with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will know for sure that's the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, also because they will build the Jewish temple. So when you see a 7 year covenant, one and two, that they make a Jewish temple, that is the last 7 years of man's history,
mm-hmm.
which will end up with the rapture Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
So since this hasn't happened yet, the Antichrist has not shown up yet, then the big wars, like they haven't happened yet, they're not going to happen until the Antichrist shows up. See, in Daniel 11:21 until 45, you see the whole history of the Antichrist. In Daniel 11:21, the Antichrist will rise to power, and
yes.
he will rise peacefully.
Okay.
Peacefully, no wars. But the next scripture, verse 22, here, let me go to Daniel, exactly.
Daniel 11.
The next scripture, verse 22, it says, with the arms of a flood, there shall be overflow from before him. Okay, before him, who the vile person, the scripture before, Daniel 11:21. So that's the first war of the Antichrist. In this chapter, we see five wars of the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
So the first big war starts after he stands up peacefully. Okay, I have a whole list of wars if you want to see. See, in verse 25, he shall stir up his power and courage against the king of the south. Okay, and then there is another war, verse 29, and so on.
These are the wars that the Antichrist will make after he signs the covenant?
Exactly. Exactly, yes.
Even though he rises with peace, promising
yes,
peace.
Yes, yeah, but that's just a deceit. In verse 21, he says, a vile person who will seize the kingdom, world's kingdom, mm-hmm. with intrigue, deceitfully.
Okay. All right.
You understand?
I do. And who will the Antichrist fight against?
The Christ will fight against just about everybody. Mostly, it will be the king of the south he will fight against, you see.
And who is the king of the south?
You see, it says in Daniel 11... See, in verse 40, see, at the time of the end, there's the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, chariots, horsemen, and shall overflow and pass over. He shall also enter the glorious land. This is Ezekiel 38, he takes over Israel.
Okay, yeah.
And talks, oh, it's all about the king of the north, which is the Antichrist. Now, the king of the south, now, this prophecy is about Israel. You can see that verse 31. Okay, because the Antichrist makes a covenant, 7 year covenant, in Daniel 9:27. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Stop daily sacrifice, all right, and breaks the 7 year covenant. Continuation in chapter 11, verse 31. Like he again, he talks about stop the daily sacrifice, the Jewish animal sacrifice, and he places the abominations. Jesus said in Matthew 24:15 until 21, he says, when you see the abomination spoken by Daniel, it will be great tribulations.
All right.
Okay, and then verse 29, Jesus continues. after the tribulation, it shall be the rapture. So this is the very end. This is definitely the Antichrist. So verse 31 tells us that this guy is the Antichrist, and we are in the end time. So he's talking about the Antichrist all the way around here. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And who is he fighting with?
Again, against the king of the south, like I said before. The king of the south.
All the five wars?
Yeah, yes. Now, since we know that the center of this prophecy about the Antichrist is around Israel and the temple, so he's talking about Israel here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who's north of Israel?
Well,
we know by Ezekiel 38 is Magog.
Yeah.
It's not difficult. North of Israel is Magog, who will invade. That's the Antichrist.
Okay.
Then the king of the south is Israel. Can Israel fight against the Muslim, Magog, Russia, and the whole Europe and China?
For sure not.
No. So right now, which mighty, powerful country is supporting Israel?
Well, America has been
exactly.
doing it.
So that's the king of the south, because the war is not going to be fought in America. We'll be fought around Israel, Mediterranean, Europe, Middle East, the Arab countries. You know, in other words, that's the south, and the north is Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So the king of the south is not America geographically. It's Israel and Middle East geographically. Politically and militarily, it will be Israel and America.
Okay.
But the war will be south of Europe, and it will be north of Israel. You understand? So king of the north, Antichrist, Gomer, Magog, king of the south, Israel, supported by America. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And he fights five wars. Okay, I have them written here in Daniel 11.
Okay.
See, in verse 22, first war. Okay, and he talks about the covenant here. In verse 23, he talks about covenant or league.
Mm-hmm.
League or covenant, depends on the Bible translation. What is that? That's the seven-year covenant.
Okay.
Remember in Daniel 9, 27, he starts with the seven-year covenant?
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is. It starts at verse 21. We are in Daniel 11. And then verse 23 says, after the league made with him. So after he made a league, a seven-year covenant. You follow?
Yes.
So here is the first war. So he makes a seven-year covenant. Okay, and it doesn't break it yet. Not yet. But there is a war already. Verse 22. Okay, then in verse 25, okay, king of the south shall come with a great army.
Hmm.
But he shall not stand, for they shall forecast device against him. You can read it. 25.
Yes. Daniel 11:25. He shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army. But he shall not stand, for they shall devise plans against him.
Okay, so I believe...
So the king of the south shall not stand?
Exactly. He will lose this battle.
I see.
Not the big war, just this battle will lose, okay?
So basically, and the king of the south, it's Israel with America.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
So, this is amazing.
And the king of the south will have a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand. Why? Because they shall forecast device.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 26?
Yes, those who eat of the portion of his delicacies shall destroy him. His army shall be swept away, and many shall fall down slain.
Okay, he loses this battle. Why? Because they that feed at these portions of his meat shall destroy him.
Who's that?
Well, I believe this is when, you see, right now Europe is siding with America.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like Europe and America, King of the South, very powerful army.
Okay.
Okay, it's like nobody could defeat this army, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's because very, very powerful. And then it would be King of the North, Magog, Russia, probably with China and a few others. So it's like, it's kind of a match, you know.
Okay.
But the King of the South, America and Israel, very mighty army. Why vary? Because they also have Europe. That's what it seems to me. But here is where I believe, verse 26, that feed the portion of his meat shall destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who feeds the portion of the meat of America? It's Europe.
It's Europe, yeah.
They're doing business. So here could be where Europe changes and moves from the America. He moves onto the side of Magog, Russia.
Wow.
Okay, and that's why he says... they that feed the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow. Many shall fall down slain.
Mm-hmm.
So here America and Israel, they lose a battle, not the war, a battle. And here Europe sides with the Antichrist, it seems like, okay, without being dogmatic or anything.
This
goes exactly with Revelation 17, where it says the 10 horns are 10 kings, which will give the power to the beast. Gog of Magog. And here the block changes. So Magog, Russia also is supported by Europe.
Yeah.
Plus the Muslim, China, etc. So now here the trend, the weather, the wind begins to change for the king of the South America. He really begins to lose. Yeah, you understand?
Yes, in the Amplified Bible, verse 26, it says, "Those who eat of his rich and dainty food shall break and destroy him, and his army shall drift or turn away to flee."
Exactly. Yeah,
so it could be, like you said, that Europe will start siding with Magog instead of America.
Exactly. So this is only the second war. But let's move to the third war.
Yeah.
See, verse 30, can you read it?
Verse 30. It says, "For ships from Cyprus shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return in rage against the Holy Covenant and do damage. So he shall return and show regard for those who forsake the Holy Covenant."
Okay, in the next scripture, he breaks the covenant and puts abomination and desolation. So Kittim is the old name for Cyprus.
Kittim. Yeah, it's
so,
in the New King James.
So already. It's a small island. It doesn't have any military, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And but it has something interesting. It has been the base for a long time of the British fleet. Now, the British fleet is probably, after the American, is the most powerful right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, in other words, the ships and the navy of England, of Britain, together with America, they'd be unbeatable at sea. Okay, in fact, it says that these ships will stop the King of the North, the Antichrist. He gets upset and he goes and breaks the Holy Covenant, next scripture. Breaks the Holy Covenant. And this was like, I consider it like the third war. And then the abomination of desolation. Here will begin the last 3.5 years of the 7-year covenant. You follow?
Yes.
Because it puts abomination of desolation.
Yes.
So if you keep going, if you read the verse 40, here we get the fourth war of the Antichrist.
"At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through."
Okay, 41.
"He shall also enter the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon."
So at the time of the end, at the end of the 7 years, in fact, toward the end of the tribulation, toward the end of the, after he breaks the covenant, okay,
yes,
just before
yes.
the rapture, all right? The king of the south, America and Israel, will attack him, mostly America, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. And then he begins to invade Israel because he wins his battle. This is the fourth battle, which he wins. I mean, of course, it seems that he lost the one in verse 30 by the ships of Kittim.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not a big war. It just he stops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he wins every other war. So, in verse 40, all right, he wins his battles. Once he wins his battles, okay, he invades Israel. He begins to invade Israel. And then here comes the fifth and the last war, verse 44.
"But news from the east and the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go out with great fury to destroy and annihilate many."
Okay, so bad news from the east, probably China and India and Pakistan will come to a resolution. You know, possibly India and Pakistan will have a war. These guys are two atomic power. And China will step in to defend Pakistan. Because China and India, they're always at odds. And there is a big, huge war here. Okay. In fact, if you go to Revelation 9, 13 until 19, there is a sixth trumpet that sounds. And the 2.5 billion, in other words, 2,500 million people die in this war.
Wow.
Okay, that is Revelation 9,
that's big.
18. Okay, it's the sixth trumpet. A third of the planets are killed in this war.
Amazing.
Okay, that can only be an atomic war. It can only happen between China and India because they are the only two countries that have so many people that can die.
And you said this is towards the end of the
7 years. Yeah, it says here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, toward the end, exactly.
Wow.
See, tidings from the east or from the north, you see?
Yeah, in 44.
Fact, in verse 40, at the fourth war, at the time of the end, there is a war, you see, the fourth war. So after this, even more toward the end, there is the fifth and the last war. Okay? And then, verse 45 is the end of the Antichrist. It says, "He shall come to his end, and none shall help him." Why? Because this is Armageddon. Jesus comes, flies with a white horse. In the stratosphere.
Amen.
Okay, read the Revelation 19:11.
Yes.
Until 21. Okay, Jesus comes in, followed by his angel. That's us, after the rapture. Armageddon, and we destroy the Antichrist. And Revelation 19:20, we cast him in the lake of fire.
From happy 11 to?
Happy ending. Revelation chapter 19, from 11 until 21, the story of Armageddon.
So then there will be some five, you said five big wars when the Antichrist will rise.
Yes.
And that's why you're saying that there is not any possibility of another big war now in our days before the Antichrist came.
No. These are just little wars to organize the scenario for the end time. Mm-hmm. So Iraq, Afghanistan, now they're pushing more to the nitty-gritty. Now they're going to Syria. Because by neutralizing Syria, they neutralize Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because Syria is always threatening Israel through Lebanon. Also, they are bordering directly. So, and now they're moving into Europe. See, Magog, Russia, now put his hands on the biggest port, Sevastopol. That's where the war of Crimea was fought in 1853. 3 years war. When the Tsar fought the war against the Ottoman Empire, Turkey, and they destroyed the Turkish fleet. So they took over the Caspian Sea, which has access to the Mediterranean Sea.
Okay.
So Britain and France, they didn't want the Tsar to come and claim some rights over the commercial routes and commercial area of Mediterranean. And this was the only reason why Britain and France in 1853 attacked Russia, in fact attacked Crimea, the famous war of Crimea. Crimea, you say in English, right?
Yeah.
So there was like an armistice. Also the Italian Sardinia participated in this war with 15,000 soldiers. Because Italy was trying to make friends with France, because France was helping Italy to unite. That's it.
So then the prophetic significance of the events that are happening in Ukraine and Crimea is that Russia is expanding, is becoming more and more powerful, becoming the Magog of the end time.
Yes, yes.
And the countries in the world are kind of taking position for the end time events.
They are kind of receding, and Magog is kind of increasing. You know,
Magog
is expanding, and America, as usual, is losing a lost war, because since they don't need God anymore, so they just became the villain of the world. Right now, it's like Russia is making fun of America, NATO, and Europe all put together. They're like clowns right now, okay? So they're no wisdom. While Obama is there drinking a cup of tea, Putin invades the country and does what he wants.
Wow, thank you, Brother Joseph. Amen. It's very interesting to see, especially the book of Daniel is not easy to understand, and the Antichrist's career and the five wars he's going to make. That's very interesting. Brethren, take pen and paper and listen to these messages, write it down, study it well, and write in. Write in your opinions, your questions, your impressions.
Yeah.
We would like to hear.
Yeah, we will answer you. God bless you.
God bless you. Brother Joseph, thank you very much.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.